Locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9. It's now coming up on week 6 of the high school football season. We have flipped over. We've got our first Friday night in the month of October, and our locker room chats continue here this week. We now talk Perry-Lecompton football. We're joined by the head coach. That is Mike Paramore. It is presented by First State Bank. Coach, you've gone through a gauntlet here in the last few weeks. Most recently, last outing against Hayden at home, you know, one of the best teams in the state. Your team puts up a late surge, but Hayden comes out with the win, 44-28. Take us through that game. What'd you like, what you didn't like, and just kind of the overall takeaways there.
Awful good football team again. You know, for us to offensively stay in battle till the end, I was pleased with our kids. We played extremely hard. Really liked some things we did. Had a nice goal line stand early in the game when we were down 7-0, and they got the ball short field, and we get 4 straight stops when they have the ball first and 1 on our goal line. Love the effort and the intensity we played with. You know, we still got some things we got to get better at, and we're going to keep working at it and see if we can get better, but I like the direction our kids are going.
I don't know if you can get really a more difficult stretch than from what you guys had, really starting from week 3 to week 5. Nemaha Central, Holton, and Hayden, that's about as good as it gets around here.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a good schedule. And, you know, and then the approach for us is going to stay the same. We're telling our kids, you know, keep doing what we do. Hang in there. I mean, we're going to go out and practice every day, and, you know, we got to take care of us. If we get better and do the things at practice, it's going to put ourselves in a better position to be successful on Friday night and control those things that we can control. And that continues to be the message. And beat that drum of take care of us. Let's get better. Let's do the things we got to do to get better. You've played good teams. That's fine. No excuses. They were better than us on those nights. But hopefully we've learned from it. We've gotten tougher for it, and now we can go play better in October.
What specifically are you really looking at to improve? What's still a thing or two that you're really trying to sink your teeth in and improve with this team?
I think overall just consistency. I mean, we show some signs that we look like a pretty good football team at times, and then we have breakdowns that really hurt us. You know, from a defensive standpoint, we make some nice stops, we make some nice plays, but then the consistency where we break down. We got to continue to understand that, you know, for us to play good team defense, everybody's got a job, and that job's got to be done consistently. We can't have breakdown and gap assignment, run responsibility, or, you know, make sure what coverage we're in and not give up a big play over the top. And again, offensively, we come out and we can move the football and we do some things and score, and then we have some breakdowns where we go 3 and out, and that just comes to us, you know, taking care of us. We got to do a better job on assignments, you know, playing with a great effort all the time, and make sure we can go continue drives and continue to do those things. So, like I said, the biggest thing is when we come out, we'll be more consistent, play at a consistent level all the time.
Perry-Lecompton, they traveled to Jefferson West on Friday night. We'll talk about that when we come back here on KNZA. Our conversation continues with Perry-Lecompton football coach. That is Mike Paramore, presented by First State Bank, as our locker room chats continue. Coach, hard to believe, down to the final 3 weeks here in the regular season. What's kind of the overall takeaway to this point?
Yeah, it goes fast. we tell our seniors that. Well, you know, we've done all this time, and you're looking forward to it, and before you know it, we're going to be at the halfway point. And there we are again. And I'm like, oh, man, we got the what? Oh, it's happening fast. It is. So, you know, sense of urgency is there a little bit. You know, enjoy that senior year as you play and make sure you put it all out there and leave no regrets in what you're doing.
You mentioned to me that the expectations might be a little bit higher here in the month of October. You've gone through that tough stretch. You're getting some guys healthy, and things might just be going on the up a little bit as we got Jeff West, Atchison, and Royal Valley to end out the season here. Is that true? Is that kind of how you're looking at these final 3 weeks?
No, we look at it as, I mean, it's an extra point on the schedule. And for us, we want to keep that expectation the same all the time. And it doesn't matter who we're playing. And if we can keep that mentality of how we practice, how we prepare, how we play, and again, take care of us, take care of those things we can control and the things we can do. And, you know, it doesn't matter who the opponent is. We got to get better. We have got to do things more consistently. We got to continue to improve. And, you know, it's going to bring a challenge. I mean, Jeff West, great. That's a rivalry game. And it's going to bring out a lot of emotions. And those games, you know, it's cliche throughout the records, but it is. Their guys are going to be charged up, you know, our proximity to each other. They know each other. They do a lot of stuff together or at least cross a lot of paths. So the intensity level is going to be really high on Friday night, and a chance to go play a rival and see if we can both get ourselves right.
Yeah, and Jefferson West, they are certainly battle-tested. We talked about the difficult stretch that your team's gone on in the last 3 weeks. They have done a very similar last 3 weeks. Nemaha Central, Hayden, and Sabetha, who's now in the rankings as well this week, still with one loss, so they have gone through a difficult stretch. What stands out about this Jeff West team specifically? Kind of what jumps out at you on film when you do watch it and kind of dive into them a little bit more?
They got to do some things that, you know, we got to be sound on from an offensive standpoint of, you know, defensively they'll present you some things and bring some pressures and do some things. So offensively we got to be consistent and make sure we can drive the football, put together some first downs and when our opportunities come, score. Defensively they've been able to, for us from a defensive standpoint, they've had some big plays, you know, and they throw the football pretty well. They're going to put you in some formations that are going to challenge you a little bit. You know, we just got to be sound in what we're doing and how we go about defending them and make sure, again, we continue to tackle well and see if we can get ourselves off the field.
Went through a few keys there, but when you're looking at the chalkboard, getting ready to take the field on Friday night, what will be kind of the few keys you're really circling that's going to be the reason that you can go and get a victory this week?
I think our emphasis is it continues to be the same. Like from a defensive standpoint, we need to show ourselves up. Just make sure we are responsible. All 11 guys do what they're supposed to do. And, you know, once you've got your job taken care of, let's go be physical, go run to the football, and play with a lot of energy and a lot of excitement. Offensively, again, the same consistency. Let's continue to drive. Let's have less breakdown in assignments and make sure we go finish drives and put the ball in the end zone. And if we can do those things, play at a high level, you know, I like where we're going, and I think we can be a pretty good football team.
Perry LeCompton head coach Mike Paramore joining us here, brought to you by First State Bank. Perry LeCompton, they are on the road at Jeff West as we're down to the final 3 weeks here in the regular season. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much. Go get them on Friday. We'll talk to you again another time next week.
Sounds good, A. I appreciate your time.